Dick, thank you so much for coming on and joining me today.
You bet, man. Happy to oblige.
All right. Well, I wanted to tell you before we got started that I really enjoyed your presentation last week. I thought it was really great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, anytime you're looking at Van Gogh and Monet and the rest of them, yeah, it's an entertaining adventure to see how it all relates to farming.
That's true. Well, and I'd never thought of it that way or even considered that until I watched your presentation, and I thought, you know, artwork used to just be about royalty, and then all of a sudden it shifted.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of very informed people in the art world that go far beyond my elementary art experience, you know, they have lived their life in urban settings, and they've studied about other important artistic attributes of a lot of the artists that were featured in the study. But you know, a lot of them probably don't have rural experience, and having that, I do think adds adds a dimension to our interpretation of a lot of those works. So,
sure.
I've had great interest following that up as best I can.
Sure. Well, let's do this. If you would, just take a moment and introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us what you do now and how you're involved in agriculture, and then we'll talk about your history and how you grew up after that, okay?
Sure, you bet. My name's Dick Richard Shireman, and I presently serve as the director of the Franklin County Historical Society Museum over here in Pasco in the Tri-Cities, southeastern Washington. Prior to that, I had a 35-year career in education. I was a public school teacher and administrator for 20-some years here in Washington, and then went on to direct the master's in teaching program at Seattle Pacific University. And did that for about 10 years, and then shifted gears about 3 years ago, kind of moved into semi-retirement here. Our children had clustered here in the Tri-City area, so it looked to be a good place for Grandma and Grandpa to settle, and picked up an opportunity here working with the museum, and have really enjoyed doing that since.
Very good. Well, tell us about how you grew up.
Yeah, I'm a farm kid from the Palouse Country, Matt. So was raised on a very small farm, half section between the rural communities of Endicott and St. John there in the rolling hills of eastern Washington. And so, you know, when you're raised in places like that and you spend your time doing all kinds of chores out in the field year round, it was a very enriching experience to me that I could spend a lot of time with family and community elders while growing up in, you know, one of the most scenic parts of the world.
Now, I interview a lot of FFA students on my show, and what I learned about you is that you've got a history in the FFA as well.
Oh, yes. The FFA was very instrumental in my youth and forming my interests in agriculture and beyond agriculture, really establishing a foundation through agriculture for all kinds of other pursuits academically and in terms of public interest and advocacy. I was active in FFA throughout my high school years, joined as a freshman, was a green hand, and was very blessed to have an innovative, progressive teacher, Dan Bertzel, who went on after his Endicott years to head the FFA program at Deer Park. And he got me very active in parliamentary procedure and public speaking, things that at that time, honestly, I kind of had to be pulled tooth and nail. I was not comfortable standing up in front of large groups and doing things like that. And bless his heart, Mr. B, as we called him, compelled us to do things like that. I wound up actually winning the state speaking contest as a sophomore at WSU, a very memorable event at Bryan Hall. I still think of that every time I go into that cavernous place. And then continued on, went to two national conventions in Kansas City. Was always interested in crops and animals, and in those events at the national, I also, you know, they have the national band, the national choir. I sang in that for 2 years, and just had a great time. Saw, you know, the president would come and other celebrities, and I was interested in the space program, you know, in the 60s. And here comes Deke Slayton, you know, one of the original Mercury astronauts, to speak at the FFA convention. And just getting on a train and going halfway across the country, I mean, that's a big adventure for sure. A poor farm kid from the Palouse country.
Well, you're still able to link, I guess, some of what you learned and some of the skills you developed in FFA to what you do today.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have in any way gone these directions without that kind of solid foundation of FFA experience. Of course, later on, as I've shared, I went on into education and I wound up directing a teacher there at Seattle Pacific and, you know, working with hundreds of teachers over the years. And many times I recall telling them about some of those experiences and the fact that, you know, if I ask somebody to, you know, raise their hand because they found whatever sophomore algebra just so incredibly wonderfully memorable, you know, we have a lot of great high school math teachers, and I salute them. But when most folks are asked about what really stands out in their mind about being influential in those formative years, it's the experiential activities. It's the kind of camaraderie and project-based learning that FFA made possible. And that was certainly the case in my life. I can think back of many of those events, you know, not just trips to national, but to the state convention and chapter events and, you know, the responsibilities that were imparted because of our livestock projects. I raised sheep and, you know, just did all these things, going to crop judging events where I did not do very well, I will tell you. But those were, you know, those really stand out in my mind and the minds of young people I grew up with, who now in my later years, you know, share that appreciation for the FFA.
And what years were you involved? When did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 1969 and then went direct to WSU. I was there for my 4 years. I wanted to get my money's worth, so I had, it was a double history, a double major and a double minor, and then went on to the Air Force and was a Russian interpreter in my time in the Air Force.
Okay, wow. Well, thank you for coming on. If anybody out there wanted to know more, they wanted to see any of your books or come to your museum, anything like that, where would they go to get more information?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking, Matthew. It's been an honor to be with you here for this. We're located at the Franklin County Historical Society Museum in Pasco. So if you just Google Franklin County Historical Society Pasco, that'll pop up, and there's information about the museum. There's lots of Franklin counties in America, so be sure you come to the one here in Washington. And then I have a blog that I periodically contribute to, and that's at PalouseColony.com, all one word. And there's further information there that I hope you might find useful, your listeners.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today and coming on and sharing this with all of us.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Matt. Hope our paths might cross again soon.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.